This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The report
answers, well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence and the second president of the United States, told the military in a speech made in 1798, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And it was Prussian statesman Otto von Bismarck, shaking his fist at the United States, who said, "There is a providence that protects idiots, drunkards, children, and the United States of America." And that protection was on full display at the second presidential debate. With all of the New World Order's media and all of the New World Order's CIA operatives, they just couldn't put Humpty Dumpty Hillary back together again. Isn't it ironic that the roughly 28 million people watching the second presidential debate witnessed in live time the crushing weight of American providence in action? The symbolism was palatable. Just as Obama had been plagued by flies as his two-faced politics took the reins of power of the nation.
This guy's bothering me here. I will contrast. Hey.
Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, made yet another appearance, clinging to Hillary's evil, glowing radiance.
First, let me start by saying that so much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses. He gets to decide what he wants to talk about.
And in one of the strangest presidential debates in American history, a former president meekly sat on the sidelines, faced with three of the women he raped. Meanwhile, Hillary, in true arrogant aplomb, railed on Donald Trump about a joke he made 11 years ago.
And he has said that the video doesn't represent who he is, but I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is, because we've seen this throughout the campaign. We have seen him insult women. We've seen him rate women on their appearance, ranking them from 1 to 10.
Then Providence struck.
You can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So don't tell me about words. I apologize for those words. What President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
Can we please hold the applause?
Bill, Hillary, Obama, the CIA, United Nations, New World Order, the sleeping giant is awake, and it just had you for breakfast.
She got caught in a total lie. Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And
falling down
she
on
lied.
Was
now
problem.
She's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't. But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for, and the thing that you should be apologizing for, are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been Their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about it now.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
In the first debate,
and we
in the
really
first debate...
John Bauer, Infowars.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, air pressure, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? New mana, grown organically. American made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State. And
we came, we saw, we died.
What difference at this point does it make?
And there's only one candidate in this race who understands that democracy in a big, diverse country doesn't work if you constantly demonize each other. Demonize each other.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And I mean that literally, by the way. I was reading the other day. There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He says, me and Hillary are demons.
I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war.
Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something? Now, I mean, come on, people.
You can't wash that evil off, man. I'm not kidding. People say, they say that, folks, I've been told this by high up folks. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protected details. I mean, they're scared of it. And they say, listen, She's a frickin' demon, and she stinks, and so does Obama. I go, like what? Sulfur. They smell like hell.
On November 8th, the arrogance of Washington, D.C. will come face to face with the righteous verdict of the American voter. It's about time.
So much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses.
So much of what he says isn't true, and the damn fly lands right on her eyeball. Oh, man, it's amazing. I believe Danny Williams' story. I interviewed his aunt. I remember talking about it and covering it. I went back and did some research and found references to it. And I remember his aunt, the church lady, hardworking lady that raised him. Back when he was, like, I think, 10 years old at the time. And because the media is spinning this. Oh, there's some guy from Arkansas claiming he's Bill Clinton's illegitimate kid. Here's a dirty trick. Dirty trick? It's been him trying to climb the fence when he was a little kid to see his daddy. Clinton didn't do a DNA test like he said he did. That was all fake. We looked into it. It was a tabloid owned by the Clintons' friends. That's all coming up. But this is just about how evil these people are and how fake they are. That's why we're covering this today. So Infowars.com exclusive, Danny Williams, the reported son of Bill Clinton in studio. We've not really done any pre-preparation either. I know he sent me Facebook and Twitter deals over the years, and he's talked to Biggs. He likes Biggs a lot. They've talked, and this was going to be in a couple other big publications, but at the end of the day, Danny said, yeah, I just want Alex Jones to put this out. I didn't even ask for it. It's crazy. I didn't even ask to have the exclusive, and we just got it because I guess Danny's followed the show some over the years. So that's what this comes down to, is everything the Clintons tell you is a lie. And we've got big news articles out in the Daily Mail. Are these the Clintons' secret grandkids? Their father, the man who claims he's Bill Clinton's love child, says his prostitute mother slept with the former Arkansas governor 13 times and received $700 bills every month delivered by a state trooper. Well, I remember that back in the 90s covering it. And all I know is I got beat up in a parking lot saying, shut up about the Clintons, and then lost my job after I had people on about it. I never knew exactly what it was with the Clintons. They wouldn't say it. They just said, stop talking about the Clintons. I kept getting death threats on my cell phone, death threats at my office phone. One day I'm on the office phone. We're going to kill you outside. You'll shut up about the Clintons. I'm like, oh, go to hell. I walk outside. They walk around my car, and they go, we told you. Boom, broke my nose. I was like, oh, wow, you really mean business. Of course, old crocodile brain shifted into gear, and I'm not the toughest guy around, but four guys attacking in a parking lot, I beat the living hell out of them. They were barely getting in their Astro van when I was done with them, but that's the side. I'm not trying to act tough. I'm not tough unless four guys are trying to kill me in a parking lot. I beat the living hell out of them. But this is the type of stuff I've dealt with in my life. I mean, I got hit too, but it didn't even hurt me. It was like, blood spurting out there, big deal. I'm about to tear your face off. All right, I'm flashing back to it. I apologize. I'm not into violence, but when somebody attacks you and breaks your nose and you punch them in their nose, rips off their face. I mean, the cartilage came out, nose is like hanging. It's just like victory. They hit the ground, boom. It's like, I'm standing, blood spraying, let's go. Just like we do in the info war, ladies and gentlemen. We're not bragging. It's no brag if it's fact. All right, excuse me. See, I got to get hyped up to do this, though. This isn't fun. When I see some new video of Hillary confronted by Bill Clinton's a rapist, it's all over the news, and the president attacks me yesterday, you know, I'm doing my duty. And it's scary, it's dangerous, and so my animal instinct kicks in and starts liking it just because I guess that's the comforter for doing this type of stuff. But so I apologize for being such an animal. But that's the stuff that gets me through. That's why God made me to be a crazy animal. I mean, I've got intellectual tools, some of the best, but I am, at the end of the day, a crazy caveman. And I feel good putting Danny Williams on the air. I feel good exposing these people. I feel good standing up for the Christians, the 200,000-plus murdered in Syria alone. And the country was 20% Christian. And Obama gets up, and I want to find that clip where he goes, people say we got to let Christians in. No. We're going to be fair. We let everybody in. He laughs because he knows there's an embargo. They let 0.4 Christians in. For every couple thousand jihadis, they let 0.4 in. Think about that. Same thing in Europe. They're not letting the Christians out. They're murdering them. And you ask, why are they out to kill Christians? Because Hillary Clinton and Obama are public, and they're also in their emails, hating Christians, hating America, hating Jesus Christ. Because America, for all its evils and all its problems, was a Christian nation, was given providence by true Christians that even predated the official church, who were always there. And they believed they were going to build a new continent. Now, the globalists have put out a bunch of false prophecies and false info saying America won't even exist during the Great Tribulation. So you don't understand, America will be the decider of what happens in the Great Tribulation. They tell you it doesn't exist in Scripture because globalists have infiltrated the church. And then when you know, America will decide the future fate because God gives us free will. But I'm not going to get into all that right now, ladies and gentlemen. The point you need to understand is Bill Clinton and Hillary don't like being called demons. And I figured it out. They're all competing to be the Antichrist. And that's an insult. That's like calling them a dishwasher. So let me call you this. Antichrist spirits. Does that make you happier? You are aspiring to the Antichrist world government. You are openly establishing world government that's anti-human, anti-prosperity, that's genetically engineering and mutating all major species. You are the very archetype of the Bible's warning of he that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and overthrow God's creation. So I apologize for calling you demons. You are aspiring, empty souls begging for Satan to enter you. If that's better, I apologize. You've been given your full title. Satan has a large closet with a lot of clothes hanging, a lot of empty souls, a lot of empty vessels. And you're all there clamoring to be fitted with his spirit. You're all there like Avatar, wanting him to jump into your body. And so I get why it made you so mad. I apologize. That's right. You're not demons. You wouldn't be controlled by a demon. You are aspiring to the Lucifer spirit. I got involved in your religion. I understand. What do I know? I apologize to you profusely, obviously. That's why you get so upset about it. Because believe me, it's not because it's discrediting we're talking about it. They want to go, don't go there, don't go there. Oh, that discredits them. Oh, boy, Trump, don't go there, because you know it will destroy you. You know we carry the intelligence that will take you down. You know it. You hate it. You can't stand against it. As long as those of us that know the truth are willing to do anything legal and lawful to stand against you, as long as we set ourselves against you, set our wills against you, set our spirits against you, it's a spiritual war, folks. God will then back us up, but we have to go through the tribulation. And believe me, it is intense. But every day you wake up and you're only stronger after it. But the trial of fire. I know why a lot of people don't want to be spiritual and love God, because when you love God, the enemy comes against you. And the trials are substantive. But for me, the trials are like coming up for air out of the ocean. It's the struggle of birth. And it's the birth of the fall of Satan. The final fall. All right, I've already waxed poetic here today. I'm going to skip this network break because of the epic nature of the transmission we are engaged in here today. The WikiLeaks are out there. It's more of the same. Running the media, colluding, engaged in crime, selling U.S. secrets. One of these is like life in prison. Just total, absolute criminal activity. America's being shown the total evil of our government. It's been hijacked by criminals before we're judged. And you cannot believe in God. The point is, humans, through group movements, manifest a style, a spirit. You've got classical architecture, you've got Victorian architecture, you've got classical American architecture, you've got cubism, you've got all this stuff. You know, it's the spirit of our age, and you have to decide which spirit you're with. And that's why I get into spiritualism, because They're so scared because that's what they're obsessed with. It comes out in the news. The Clintons, Obama, all of them, Francois Mitterrand, Tony Blair, the current British Prime Minister, they're all completely obsessed with the occult. It's Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. And they laugh. Oh, Alex Jones is calling us out as the devil. Says we're under plagues. Says we're under flies. Oh, God. Boy, keep doing that. You're going to make us win, Alex. Whatever you do, though, throw me in that briar patch. I got a lot of the clips here I want to play. Briefly, let me just fund this operation right now. You know, I'm just going to tell you, there are some good nutraceutical companies, supplement companies out there. And the ones that are good, we promote. Like, Longevity has 500 products now. I can't speak for them all. They have a very high standard. I know over 100 of their products that I've vetted and used and sell are amazing. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Polymers Plus, they're excellent. That's InfoWars.com. You can buy them there. Get a discount when you sign up as a distributor. Get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. If you want to support the broadcasting longevity products, it's InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's a toll-free number there to order via the phone as well. But I've developed with top scientists, top firms, top companies, a lot of these top organic producers in the world. They go, we'll work with you, we love you, but we don't want to be targeted, so don't say where you get this stuff made or where it gets manufactured. Dr. Group makes about 45% of our products. The others are made by the other two big organic top-rated companies. Because I know I'm a political target. Plus, I want to sell high-quality stuff to have you buy it again at a low price. It's just free market. But the average supplement company has 5 to 7 times markup. Let's say there's $5 counting the cost of the bottle and the product. They sell it for $30, $40. If we're selling something for $100, there's like $50 in product in it. If we're selling something for $19.95, there's $10 of product in it. And people go, why don't you sell a bottle of melatonin for $19.95? That's industry standard. You should have a prettier bottle and better marketing. And I go, but I want L-tryptophan. I want valerian root. I want the organic melatonin and 7 other ingredients, and I want to sell it for the same price as just a bottle of melatonin of the same dose. And then I'm going to come up with my own name for it, Knockout. Because when I get all fired up and I'm going on too many cylinders, and my problem isn't too few cylinders, my cylinders just keep on going. Can't actually handle it. I take this and, you know, one, helps you sleep good. Two, knocks your butt out. Takes about an hour, knock your ass out. And it's got it all. The hops flower, the lemon balm, it's got it all. And it's got it all in good dosages, and it's organic, and it's a game changer. So it's a great deal at $19.95. Well, guess what? It's 25% off right now. It's $15. And that $5 we make on this helps fund our operation. The Hillary for Prison shirts are almost out of stock, and we're not going to make any more, but even though it's viral and out there and helps fund the operation. You want to get that final edition of it, it's there. We have a limited edition shirt made in America. The Gadsden Snake taking Hillary to the mat, defeating her lies, and that's the Lock Her Up, Don't Tread on Me shirt. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is a sub-area. And you can also call 888-253-3139. Ask any questions. I'm a 23% off on DNA Force. That willing today. I've extended it one day. And I'll be quite frank. A lot of times just because I forget to take it down off the website today. I just thought, hey, they tend to love it when we extend it one day. For some reason, we get more funds then. That's what makes you buy it. Fine. I need money for all this operation and what we deal with. I mean, can you imagine what it's like? I'm not the type of bitch you're complaining. Quite frankly, I enjoy the enemy attacking me. It's not sadomasochistic, or masochistic, I guess is the word. It's that just, I know you're trying to stop me. I know I'm right. If I'm out of energy at 10 o'clock at night, I've been working 20-something hours, and I see some crime the globalists commit, it's like all of a sudden I just stand up and I've got 5 more hours of energy. And the point is, we need the funds, we need the prayers, we need to have, we want our 4 or 5 more reporters and writers, And a few more editors and crew members, because we're overstressed right now. And I'm not complaining, but we've been working 18 hours a day, at least 5-6 days a week in the last couple months. And we'd do a better job if we had a second string. There really isn't a second string here. I got a bunch of stars that love freedom and are fighting hard, that are good people that bleed red blood. I don't want to say every race, color, and creed. We're all just, you know, red-blooded. We're not blue-blooded globalists. Bunch of cold-blooded bastards. And we want freedom. We're dedicated. and we're having an effect, and we're interfacing with you. It's just breaking down the basic facts. I want to salute you and thank you for your support. But obviously, flying all these guests in and doing all this and covering all this information is expensive. Now, I know I've confused the crew. I said get ready the clips of Trump. But first, let's play CNN panelist. Bill Clinton rape allegations are effing ridiculous, dude. This is CNN panelist, documented history of sexual abuse against... So CNN panelists dismissed Bill Clinton's documented history of sexual abuse against women as effing ridiculous, dude. Because they've been ordered to do this and act all angry by the head of it. On broadcast of Aaron Burnett, as the networks continue to cover for the Clintons while devouring vast swaths of airtime to Trump locker room banter. Yeah, they want to say he's this big rapist, tried to rape a woman by saying women jump on you, they let you grab them, to rape when Bill Clinton settled rape. The comments were made by liberal CNN commentator Angela Ray, who went absolutely crazy. There's the other CNN reporter yelling the word pussycat without the cat on the end. Over and over and over again, they're meant to have this fake outburst because the head of CNN, Drudge has this exclusive, has ordered Danny Williams not to be covered. And I've talked to the reporters who've been told, you don't mention her health, you don't mention Bill Clinton and sexual assault stuff, and now it's you don't mention Danny Williams. That's Jeff Zucker. Well, listen, Jeff, I know you and Clinton and Obama and everybody are working as hard as you can right now and doing everything you can like gangbusters right now to try to shut down the new alt media that you want to call right wing so the left gets into ending free speech. Now, they want to end free speech worldwide of everybody. It's not working. Buddy, your average show has 100,000 viewers. Your biggest one's 1 million. Bro, I've got reporters that get 20 million views a week on their YouTubes. And that isn't like every once in a while. The average is like for watching about 10 mil a week. I mean, what you going to do when we come for you, bad boys? But they're still arrogant. They're showing their ivory towers. They still have secretaries kissing their asses. Except the secretary is going to get us the intel out of the trash can and mail it to us. See? It's happening. It's going down. So let's play her flip it out. Here it is.
I'm sorry. The fact of the matter is, Bill Clinton is not running for president of these United States. I'm not going to let you all continue to say that she allowed him.
She was accused of facilitating it last night, and she was definitely
and you're wrong.
She did not deny it.
But you know why? Because it's effing ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. That's crazy.
All you have to do is
I can't believe y'all. Meanwhile, Roger Stone is paying $2,500 of another victim, and that's what you all are going to be proud of?
Let me bring in Paris and Margaret.
Bought off victims? Give me a break.
Margaret, look, I mean, selective memory and choosing. There are depositions also against Donald Trump that accused him of rape. Let's be very clear.
And that case was dismissed.
They're under oath and they're there, Kaylee. So let's not be totally selective. Let's also just talk about the role of women here, because you know what? Those women were great and they were fans of Donald Trump. They were also at a Donald Trump rally. Right. This is no longer about women that are at Donald Trump's rallies. This is about independent women, Republican women.
Yeah.
Guess what? 70% of Republican women back in August were going to vote for Donald Trump, to Mitt Romney's 93% of Republican women and John McCain's 89% of Republican women. That was August. That was not now. These numbers are bleeding for Donald Trump. And so it doesn't matter what his fans say. It matters about these women in these swing states and where they're going and they're not going.
So that's all a bunch of hype. Trump's losing. Trump's over. It's over for Trump. It's over for Trump. Over and over again, this is how they push this narrative, freak out. But CNN is a husk of itself trying to sell a con that Obamacare's free, you can keep your doctor, God, thank God they're so stupid, over and over again. Speaking of who needs some Obamacare, here's Hillary and the new Trump ad that devastates her that I hope everybody gets at InfoWars.com and shares.
Our next president faces daunting challenges in a dangerous world. Iran promoting terrorism. North Korea threatening. ISIS on the rise. Libya and North Africa in chaos. Hillary Clinton failed every single time as Secretary of State. Now she wants to be president. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude, strength, or stamina to lead in our world. She failed as Secretary of State. Don't let her fail us again.
Now, I want to correct the Trump campaign. Obviously, they know this, but they wanted to make the Middle East a failed state, North Africa. They wanted to topple it to come out Libya. Because Libya was stabilizing all of Africa and actually helping people. But that's why she did that. Hey, Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's son, reportedly, coming in studio here exclusively live when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Only 26 days left in the final countdown. Election 2016. Americanism versus globalism. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide.
While the media distracted you with an 11-year-old tape of Donald Trump's locker room banter, WikiLeaks dropped bombshell after bombshell, and the Clinton mouthpiece media have barely even reported on it. In one email sent by Hillary surrogate Bill Ivey to Clinton campaign manager John Podesta, Ivey brags about how the left has sought to maintain political power by producing, quote, an unaware and compliant citizenry. This is beyond arrogant elitism. It sounds like something out of They Live.
The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
We've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Conspire. Conspire to produce an uninformed mass who will just do as they're told. The unawareness remains strong, but compliance is obviously fading rapidly. This problem demands some serious thinking, and not just poll-driven, demographically inspired messaging. To emphasize, Ivy admits that the left has conspired to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, but that they're not as easy to manipulate anymore, and that this is a problem. He characterizes unawareness amongst the public as a positive thing for the Clinton campaign. So we're supposed to be outraged about Trump's locker room banter from 2005. Yet here we have a Clinton surrogate calling the entire population of America dumb and conspiring with the Clinton campaign to keep it that way. And there's no outrage whatsoever. There's not even any media coverage of it. Absolutely nothing. But are you really surprised, given what the other WikiLeaks emails reveal about the level of collusion between the cucked media and Team Hillary? They talk about their friendlies in the media who will blithely regurgitate their talking points. Reporters like CNBC's John Harwood emailing the Clinton campaign, begging to be patted on the head like an obedient dog for lavishing praise on Hillary. The New York Times asking the Clinton campaign for permission to use quotes from their own interview with Hillary. The Boston Globe colluding with her campaign to give her, quote, a big presence. This level of cronyism and corruption is staggering, but it explains why much of the media refuses to even cover the WikiLeaks releases. Things like Hillary openly admitting that our so-called allies, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, are funding and supporting ISIS. Oh, but Trump said the word pussy in 2005, so I guess that's more important. Confirmation that Hillary deliberately and criminally deleted certain emails to hide evidence of her wrongdoing. Moles inside Bernie Sanders' campaign who betrayed his strategy to tip off Hillary. Bill Clinton's behavior pushing a female Clinton Foundation staffer to near suicide. Insiders within Hillary's campaign petrified about the damage posed by Bill Clinton's sexual predatory past. Oh, but you didn't hear about any of this on CNN. But you did hear Donald Trump say the word pussy in 2005, and to the media, that's what matters. And they wonder why their readership is collapsing. They wonder why 94% of the American people no longer trust a thing they say.
I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State. And
we came, we saw, we died.
What difference at this point does it make?
And there's only one candidate in this race who understands that democracy in a big, diverse country doesn't work if you constantly demonize each other. Demonize each other.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And I mean that literally, by the way. I was reading the other day. There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons.
I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war.
Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something? Now, I mean, come on, people.
You can't wash that evil off, man. Hillary, I'm not kidding. People say, they say that, folks, I've been told this by high up folks. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protective details. I mean, they're scared of her, and they say, listen, she's a freaking demon and she stinks, and so does Obama. And I go, like what? Sulfur. They smell like hell.
On November 8th, the arrogance of Washington, D.C. will come face to face with the righteous verdict of the American voter. It's about time.
So much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses.
Ladies. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Danny Williams, now of Hot Springs, Arkansas, grew up in Little Rock there at the Capitol, where his mother reportedly met the governor, Bill Clinton, is here with us. I remember interviewing your aunt back in the late 1990s, a church lady, many years, hard worker, great record. You yourself got three children, no record, hardworking guy. I think your story is very, very incredible. We're going to walk through it and talk about it today, but thanks for coming to Austin, Texas, sir. Nice to have him here. We'll turn his mic on for folks. Danny, where to begin here? I mean, let's talk about you personally, where you're right. from, where you grew up, and then we'll start talking about the first time you ever heard from your mother that a certain person was your father.
Right. My name is Danny Williams. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm at age 30 right now. And all my life I've been told that Bill Clinton was my father by my mom, my aunt, and other relatives that grew up with me.
I mean, continue. I mean, I know you haven't been on TV before. You're live right now. Please keep going.
but anyway, yes, I want to know the truth about Bill Clinton being my father. And that's all I ask is the truth.
Do you think Bill Clinton's your father?
Yes, sir.
You know, instead of just going through your whole history, man, we're going to do it and mm-hmm. talk about it and play clips of Clinton being asked about you by the press and he won't respond. We're teleprompter free here. I just out of the gates. Bill Clinton will be watching this. This is undoubted. Right. You know, Obama responded to us yesterday, Hillary a few weeks ago. They right. watch every day. This is the shows in thousands of newspapers a day, all over every cable channel.
Yes, sir.
We didn't do some pre-interview here. You just flew in at like 11 o'clock today. You just got here about an hour ago.
Right.
Looking at that camera right there, sir, camera four. Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton will either be watching this live or he'll watch it later. What do you want to say to Bill Clinton? Camera four.
I mean, I'd just like to ask and say to Bill Clinton that I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. I want my kids to know their grandfathers. And I like to just, you know, I like to just meet them, get to know them, you know. And I mean, I never had a father in my life, so, you know, it's hard. It's difficult in explaining it, you know.
It's okay. Go with it. It's all right. I've right. talked to you in private. I understand coming from the middle of Arkansas to now being with the top link on Drudge, and you can see yourself right there and right. all over the world. But just tell it like it is. You believe Bill Clinton is your father? Your mother always told you that. He sent you money, all the rest of it.
Right.
He won't respond to it. So Bill Clinton and Hillary are watching right now.
Right.
Talk about an epic story. The video's on your Facebook. It's on InfoWars. Trying right. to go over the fence at the governor's mansion. You wanted to meet your daddy. I mean, you're meeting him right now digitally.
Right.
Right there, my friend. What do you want to say?
I'd like to say, my name is Danny Williams. I like to just say, you know, I want to be able to experience that having a father in your life, you know what I'm saying? And now I got kids of my own. I want my kids to know their grandfather. They ask me all the time, who's your dad, you know? So, I mean, it's my chance now and get my story out and letting the world know who I am and who's my father and, you know, the truth about everything.
Well, the Daily Mail has the headline, Bill Clinton's grandkids, you know, will he look into meeting with them? We'll go back to that in a moment, but just starting at the beginning.
Okay.
Break down how you grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. You're now in Hot Springs. What it was like and when you first began to hear this.
Okay. Well, growing up in Arkansas, it was like everybody knew. Everybody, you know, they'd say, that's Bill Clinton's son. And everywhere I go, you know. So, I mean, growing up, it was rough growing up. I mean, we barely was making it. We was broke. I mean, my aunt, she worked two jobs trying to raise us, me and my little brothers and sisters. I mean, everybody in Arkansas at the time I was coming up knew about me being his son, preachers and all. So I just want to be able to just, you know, have the chance and get myself out and explaining who I am and why am I facing the world today to reach my father.
I noticed in the video interview we did that we aired, you talked about wanting to meet him because you heard he was sick, in your own words.
Right. I heard he has Perkins, if I'm not mistaken, our problems, and they, you know, people ain't living long these days, so ain't no telling when he may pass, you know. So now it's, now it's my chance to be able to get my story out and get it heard to meet my father before that happened, you know, before he, something tragic happened to him.
Well, we can go to Joel Gilbert's website or WorldNet Daily and show some of the articles while you're speaking.
Right.
You next to Bill Clinton for TV viewers watching, I mean, how much you look like him. But I remember back at the time that when I first had your aunt on, this has got to be 20 years ago almost, mm-hmm. 19 years ago, that this is what I was getting from the state police and others. So let's get into what you talk about in the video. When you first started hearing this, before you heard about it, your mother tried to get you in the scene with the governor's mansion. Then right. Later you tried to get on the property when you're older. Let's go through this, Danny.
Okay, well, it was my aunt, actually. My mom had lost custody of us. My aunt had
got sure, your aunt, right?
Yeah, right. My aunt had got custody of us. My aunt, Lucia. So one day she was like, I want, you know, she took me down to the governor's mansion. And she was like, you know, we're going to let him know that you're his son. So we went down there, and she had to sneak through the gates. And she went up to the door, and the butler answered the door. And she asked for Hillary. And the door was slammed in her face, but we was told to get off the property. So she took off running, snatching me by one arm. And all I can remember is my arm hurting, and she snatched me to jump over the fence. And she asked me all the time, do you remember me taking you to the governor mansion? I said, yeah, I remember. I remember you snatching my arm and taking off running. So, you know, I mean, it's never went away. I mean, he have delivered Christmas gifts to my home by Arkansas State Troopers. He have paid my mom under the table. Up until the time he made president in 1993, he stopped doing anything for us. So I believe in my heart that he tried to be in my life.
Well, this is a narrative that comes out of her by that Hillary runs the show. Hillary's the boss.
Right.
She actually manages him and uses his issues as a control mechanism. From your research, who is it that kept you away from the man you believe to be your father?
Correct. I think Hillary is the one that kept me away. I mean, as a married couple, you your decisions are one. So I'm sure she know of me, and I'm sure she had parts him in with the all the publicity, all the stories in the press that, you know, falsely reports all we have taken the DNA, all of that is false, you know. So, you know, I really do think she has played a part in, and as they call, banishing me, you know.
Now, I know it's hard for you to talk about, but you've discussed mentally, psychologically, what this has done to you. I mean, go over the years when you first started. How old were you when you first started learning about this? And then what did it do over the years?
Okay, when I first started learning, I was probably about 8 or 9. I was in school, and, you know, my teachers, they would look at me, and they like, they'd be whispering, you know, it's Bill Clinton's son. His mother, the one that claims she had the baby by Bill Clinton. And, you know, it's just difficult, you know, growing up. House to house, you know, not stable. It became difficult my whole life. So, you know, I just thought about it. You know, I'm like, there's something true to it that after all these years, they still put out false reports. 1999, 2000, the false DNA, you know, all these articles that they put out that's false about me. But the article that my mother gave in 93, it's, you know, somebody bought rightful ownership to it, and you know, it make you think. So, two years and a half ago, I started my Facebook page campaigning for me and Bill Clinton being my father. I wanted to know, and I've always wanted to know. I just never got any help. I reached out to lawyers and investigators. They would not look into my case. No one. So, I started campaigning my own Facebook page and saying Bill Clinton my father, and I'm trying to get my story out.
Well, keep rolling. I love the fact now that you're relaxed. I can tell, you know, you're nervous. Who wouldn't be?
Right.
The head of CNN, Jeff Zucker, and it's all come out in WikiLeaks, too. They order him, don't talk about Bill Clinton's sex crimes.
Right.
Don't talk about Hillary's health. Don't talk about illegitimate children. Don't talk about it. He, quote, thinks it's a ridiculous hoax. Even though we went and looked at the Star, They never did the DNA test.
Yes, sir.
They did a quote test that wasn't even a DNA test. So
correct.
That's how they do it. That's how they get away with it.
Correct.
And cover it. But, I mean, regardless, Bill Clinton's known for all of this. What do you just think about the general sense of what's happening in the country today?
I mean, I think a lot about it. Actually, I think, you know, as far as she stand up and saying, well, the kid, you know, kids going to be, we're going to make sure kids have the rifle, you know, taking care of them and rifle schools, you know, and all this. I actually think that they are lies. And I think she's just using it to be in office.
And to be clear today, when I went there about an hour before he went on air, I said, listen, we've never really talked. We've talked over the phone a couple times. My crew has. You just flew in today. You've been talking to Biggs and stuff. I said, will you just please write notes on the questions you want me to ask? And he wrote this up. These are your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
These are your questions. One thing that got brought up is Bill Clinton a couple weeks ago got asked about his son, reported son, Danny Williams, by a YouTuber called Charlie in the Box. I want to skip this network break.
Right.
This is so important. I want to play this since you mentioned this and just, again, go back to if you were really in the room with Bill Clinton, because you are in the room with him. Watch this, undoubtedly.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, spill it out there because you need to talk directly to him. Because I've talked to the Arkansas State Police back when I was being given these tips.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, they didn't send people down there to get me fired and get my ass beaten.
Right.
Because you weren't his, weren't his illegitimate son. They're concerned about this. I want to talk about your memories with Mama and the money and the presence, and which humanizes Bill.
Right.
And we're not trying to demonize Hillary. She was the one even 20 years ago, before I knew she'd run for president, they were saying was shut this down. So I want to talk about that with Danny Williams, the reported son of Bill Clinton. But let's go ahead and play this clip here of the protester asking Bill Clinton about, well, not even a protest. He's there just at the gate as Obama comes by, you know, shaking hands with the Secret Service, saying, what about Danny Williams? Here it is.
Mr. Clinton, would you like to make a comment to Danny Williams?
Mr. Clinton.
Can you make a comment about Trump saying about rape allegations?
Hey, I don't want to hear any of that. Knock it off.
Can you get any comment about anything like that, please?
Stop. Hey, this is a monumental event for us. We don't want to hear it.
Well, I know, but we got a lot of questions that aren't being answered from the American people.
Like Danny, they knew what was going on. Bill looked like, have a nice day when he looked at that camera. I don't want to dehumanize him because I know he's got a lot of problems, but he did deliver money to you for how many years? And how many?
All the way up until 93, he made presidency. My mom received $700 bills in her mailbox every month and the Christmas presents on Christmas, driven by state trooper cars, you know, dropping them off. So I believe in my heart he knows I'm his son, and I know I'm his son because I see it through the features of me, you know, the facial features, the chin, the nose, the ears.
You do look a lot like
that. Right, right. So, you know,
I know what my dad looks like. He looks like me a lot.
Exactly. So, I mean, all I want is the truth out. That's all I'm reaching for, the truth. This not no political scandal. I mean, I'm just here for the truth.
I mean, here it is right here. Now, I don't know what's going on. I mean, we flew you in. I'm busy. You're busy. I'm not micromanaging stuff.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, I guess during the break, last hour and a half you were here, you did an interview with the crew, and they transcribed it. Yes. Bill Clinton's son tells Hillary, step aside. This just went up on Infowars.com. Did you write this before you got here or just today? Because I'll be honest,
I wrote it before I got here, and I'm asking her to step aside. All I want is a sample of his DNA to prove who I am and my story is true today.
We'll put that up on screen. Okay, well, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, he's running the show here today, Danny. And again, why did you choose us to bring this out? Because we...
I mean... I choose y'all for one. I need the world to know. And I'm trying to get as many as people I can to let me speak about on the truth of my story and why am I doing this today. I mean, I've been trying all my life to get this out.
No, the media spins it like you just popped up now.
Right, no.
I was interviewing your aunt 20 years ago.
No. It's been articles since 93, 99, 98, 95 when he ran for a second term. So, I mean, those articles when I was a kid. And now that I'm grown, they...
And let's be clear, your mother said he was the only white man she was with.
Right, correct. My mother explains to me all the time. Her story never changed. It's always consistent the same.
How did it start? You're 8 years old. What does mama tell you?
My mama told me that she dated him. And, you know, she dated guys for money, you know, to afford to take care of us. So at the time, my mother had two older sons besides me. So she tell me, you know, how he's pick her up, you know, she describes his mother's house, you know, everything she describes in 93.
And I've seen photos of your mother when she was young, very beautiful.
Right, very beautiful. And she's never been always, you know, as people think she is. Oh, she's a drug addict, she's this, she's that. No, she always done what the best she could to take care of
her. She's been down a long road.
Right. And right now she's at this point in her life right now, she's still alive and she's driven by guilt on how we was brought up and what she could have done better. And, you know, and I feel that she's afraid to speak out public about this situation.
And tell her why. I mean, tell us why. We know what Hillary did. Tell us.
I mean, they try to hush her up. My mom been pushed out a two-story window. She got metal plates in her foot.
By the way, nobody's heard this, but there's been threats. That's why everybody's freaked. Go ahead and tell people
I get threats today on Facebook. They tell me, oh, they cleansed.
Tell people what happened to your mother. Tell them what the police did. Tell them what the state police did. They're famous for breaking people's arms and legs.
Right.
I mean, Jennifer Flowers.
I was told that she was pushed out a two-story window, and this was told by my mom. She got a metal plate from her bottom of her toes up to her ankle. And I was told that, you know, people were trying to kill her because of her claim of her having a son by Bill Clinton.
Now, bottom line, we're all just here in our lives here. So please continue. Talk to Bill. I mean, this is what she gets. I mean, tell him.
Right. And today, Bill, all I want to do is to get the truth out behind who I am and that I am your son. And I would like for my kids, your grandkids, to meet you. I mean, it's more I can say right now. I'm really emotional. And
say it. It's all right. I know you broke down crying today before earlier, right. And I know you've thought about suicide. Tell people, to be honest, here.
I have thought about suicide before because, I mean, you go through this, you know, people don't believe you, you know. You go through this, you're trying to reach your story out, and people are like, oh, he's just a scam. He's this. He's helping Trump. Trump never paid. I don't work for Trump. I work for myself. I done this 2 years ago before she even started running. She supposed to run in 2008 and made president.
I interviewed your aunt 19 years ago. Right. That has nothing to do with Trump.
Right. So, like I say, it's the truth on who I am and where I'm trying to go in my life. I know that with me getting my story out and helping my kids and I raised my kids and I helped raise my little sisters and brothers. I know that one day it is someone out there that might need my help and that'll go through the same thing I done went through in my life. So... No, it's a destiny for me.
No, it makes sense. And I know you've talked about this privately, but if he'd behind the scenes just help out and be with the kids and recognize you, it's like you want to meet your dad. And then you got grandkids. These are grandkids. Like, I mean, let me tell you, if I had black grandkids, I want to know them.
Right, correct.
I mean, I don't care what color they are. I love them.
I had my first child at 16. I dropped out of school in 11th grade, working full-time in a donut shop to raise my child and my little sisters and brothers. So, like I said, it's been hard and rough for me traveling this road, but I never give up and I will not give up until, you know, he step up and say, yes, I'm willing to give you a sample. I'm willing to put this behind us.
So Bill Clinton give the sample and prove it wrong with the third parties watching.
Right.
He got into it, folks, but his mother got threatened by the state police and Hillary in person to put her in prison or kill her. Then she got thrown out a window a month later. And we've already been threatened over this interview today, just so you know. And when I had his aunt on, I got beat up a week later.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.